Hi, my name is Joey Yar in Mr. Coley's class. Over the past month, the class worked on Explorers Report, and they are going to tell you about some explorers today. To start, here's Quentin with Sir Francis Drake.
Thanks, Joey. Hi, I'm Quentin. Do you know anything about Sir Francis Drake? If you don't, I'll tell you some facts about his life. Sir Francis Drake was born in the year 1543 in England. His goal was to travel around the world. He started his career in 1566 at the age of 23. Drake was also a pirate. He attacked Spanish ships carrying valuables. He also planned to attack the Spanish Armada. In December of 1577, Drake launched an expedition around the world. Afterwards, Drake defeated the Spanish Armada. On January 27, 1596, Sir Francis Drake died of dysentery, and he was 54 years old. That is it for Sir Francis Drake, and here's Andrew with Ponce de Leon.
Thanks, Quentin. Do you know who John Ponce de Leon is? Hi, my name is Andrew, and I am going to tell you about some of John Ponce de Leon's life. John Ponce de Leon was born in 1460 in Tierra de Campos, Palencia, Spain. His goal was to find the Fountain of Youth, but it didn't exist. He found Florida instead. He traveled through 1493-1521. He sailed with Columbus on his second voyage to the New World. He was given right to find Bimini by Spain, and he represented Spain. He landed by what is now St. Augustine. In 1513, he sailed up north and found land that is now called Florida. He named it Florida because he saw flowers, and in Spanish, Florida means many flowers. He returned to Spain because he couldn't find the fountain. 5 years later, he went back to Florida to look for the fountain again. He got to Florida, and getting off of the boat, he got shot by Native Americans. He died in Cuba in 1521. Now here's Sean to tell you about Sir Walter Raleigh.
Thanks, Andrew. Hi, my name is Sean, and I am going to tell you about Sir Walter Raleigh. He was born in England, and his goal was to get rich and find adventure. The Falcon was the name of his ship. On his first voyage, he sailed to the West Indies in the Caribbean. He wanted to steal the treasure from the Spanish. He went to his half-brother Gilbert to colonize the New World. In 1595, Raleigh sailed to the Caribbean in search for El Dorado. The King of Spain put him in prison for 13 years. He was executed on October 6, 1618. Now here's JC to tell you about Cortez.
Thanks, Sean. Hello, my name is JC, and I'm going to throw in a few highlights about Hernando Cortez's life. Anyway, let's get started. Cortez was born on 1485, Medellin, Extremadura, Spain. His goal was to find gold and silver. Hernando first started his journey from Cuba, then sailed to Mexico. When he got there, Aztec soldiers came to Cortez and his army and gave them 2 gold and silver discs. Cortez started thinking that they had a lot more gold and silver because no one just gives away gold and silver. So Cortez started heading toward Tenochtitlan and started attacking the place, but he lost and they kicked them out. Cortez went back to Tenochtitlan a few years later with more Indians, and this time they won. Cortez went back to Spain and was given title Marqués del Valle de Oxo. Cortez died a few months after he fought the Mayas, which is December 2, 1547. Thank you for listening to my report. Here's Megan telling you about James Cook.
Do you know who the first person was to cross the Antarctic Circle? Well, you'll find out by the end of this segment. Hi, my name is Megan, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about James Cook. He was born on October 27, 1728. Later on, he became a British explorer. James Cook began his first voyage on August 1768 to Tahiti. One of his goals was to observe planet Venus. Cook was discovering the east coasts of New Zealand and Australia. After 3 years, he returned to England for a short amount of time. Captain Cook was sent back out to sea on July 13, 1772. Sadly, he died on February 14, 1779. He was stabbed to death by an angry mob. James Cook is known as the greatest explorer in the world. Here's the answer to my question. James Cook was the first person to cross the Antarctic Circle. Here's Shana to tell you about Cabeza de Vaca.
Hi, my name is Shana, and I'm going to tell you a few things about Cabeza de Vaca in the next few moments. Cabeza de Vaca was born in 1490. His goal was to set sail and claim land for Spain. He sailed to North America from Spain, but when a hurricane hit near Cuba, they landed on the west coast of Florida. On April 1528, he claimed the land for Spain. Many of the crew died from the Native Americans and hurricanes. The pilot left all the men because he got scared. So the crew made 5 rafts carrying 80 people. They landed on the Galveston Island on their way to Texas. After a cold winter with not much food, 15 men survived in 1533. There were only 4 survivors, including Cabeza de Vaca. Finally, Cabeza de Vaca and the other survivors got to a Spanish settlement in 1536. That year they reached Mexico City. Cabeza became governor for a few years, then returned to Spain in 1537 and was later appointed governor, but he was put on trial by the king and was found guilty. Cabeza de Vaca soon died later that year. That's all about Cabeza de Vaca. Here's Kimberly, who will be talking about Fernando de Soto.
Thank you, Shana. Hi, my name is Kimberly, and I will tell you a little bit of information about Fernando de Soto. Fernando de Soto was born in Spain in the year 1500. His goal was to find gold in America, but before he could do that, he was invited to an expedition by Pizarro. Their expedition was to go to Peru. Once there, they took Atahualpa, the ruler of the Inca, prisoner. After that, De Soto became governor of Peru. De Soto went back to his goal, and he heard stories of cities made of gold. So he looked for those cities, but first he went back to Spain and brought 600 men with him. When he finally decided to turn back, De Soto got sick and died. Only 311 men survived. Hernando didn't accomplish his goal, but he found new land for Spain. Now you know a little something about De Soto. Next up is Brennan with Henry Hudson.
Hi, I'm Brennan, and I'm going to tell you a couple facts about Henry Hudson. Did you know he was born in London, England? He set sail in the Hopewell to find treasure in the North Passage. Hudson sailed 2 times. He didn't succeed. So he sailed back in 1608. On the next trip in 1609, he sailed on the Half Moon. Hudson was working for the East India Trading Supplies. This time, because he moved to Holland, he had to pick up soldiers. They set sail. It was cold and long. After a long time, they discovered what has come to be known as the Hudson River. Hudson helped the Dutch find a home called New York. He found the Hudson Bay. He thought it was the ocean. He goes through the bay, and the weather was bad. They ran out of food and water. The crew was sick and scared, so they threw him overboard, and they were never seen again.
Thanks, Brennan. Hi, my name is Christine, and I'm going to tell you about some highlights of his life, Samuel de Champlain. Samuel de Champlain was born in Brouage, France, in 1567. His goal was to go on a trading mission to New France, which is called today Newfoundland. In 1609, he discovered the lake named after him called Lake Champlain. After 2 years, he retraced into what is now northern New York and eastern Great Lakes. In 1633, he returned to France and became its new governor with his new wife, Helene Beale. When he got back, he gained governor and had a peace treaty with the French British. He spent the rest of his life being governor for France until he died on December 25th, 1635, from a stroke.
Thank you, Christine. Do you know some facts about Ferdinand Magellan? Well, if you don't, I will tell you some facts about him. Hi, my name is Jacob. Ferdinand Magellan was born in 1480 in Portugal. His goal was to find a new route to the Indies and come back to Europe. Ferdinand Magellan asked the King of Portugal to support his journey, and he said no. So he asked the King of Spain, and he said yes. And his crew had to be prisoners. The years which he traveled in were 1519 and 1522. On September 1519, they set sail in a few weeks. They started running out of food, and some of the crew even ate rats. Also, their drinking water got smelly and slimy. During that time, they crossed the Pacific Ocean, which they had named. That was when the San Antonio went back to Spain. In March 1521, they arrived in Guam, and on their way to the Spice Islands, they were caught in a war. Philippine Islands. In that war, an island's native killed him with a poisonous arrow shot into the foot and a spear in the heart. He died at age 41. The Victoria was the only ship that made it safely across. I hope you liked listening to some of the facts about Ferdinand Magellan.
Thank you for listening to our Coley Cast. Hope you learned a lot.